Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There are plenty of how to write a book books, all of them intended for adults, of course, but our laureate Nanogue Patricia Ford, along with the illustrator Mary Murphy, has written Making It Up As You Go Along, a children's guide to writing stories. Patricia, good afternoon.
Hiya, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. So how do you... You know, there are often the grown-up versions of these kind of books are very, you know, are can be quite technical. And was it a matter of taking the same principles and somehow simplifying them?
Well, absolutely. And Mary and I, who collaborated on this book together, that was one of the things we spent most time talking about. You know, you're excited about writing and you have lots of tips and tricks that you want to pass on, but you have to remind yourself all the time that you're writing for sort of 8 to 12-year-olds. So a lot of it was about not talking down to the children. What's in the book is pretty much everything Mary and I know about writing, but I hope it's in a form that is easier for them to take in. So it's written a little bit more simply, and Mary's illustrations are brilliant and make it all very lively and fun to look at.
Yeah, so give us an example, if you could, about, you know, how you describe these concepts in the book.
Well, we've talked, for instance, about inspiration. And that's often the one that will get kids, you know, they're in an unnatural situation anyway, Sean, where you're sitting in a classroom and somebody says, all right, take out your copies now, we're going to write a story. You know, if you said that to a professional writer, they'd have a meltdown.
Yes.
People need time to think. So a lot of it is, you know, where are you going to get your stories from? And we talk to them about the fact, you know, I always say to them when I'm talking to them, you are made of stories. Your head is full of stories, like the story of how you were born, the story of when you took your first step, the story of how you covered yourself from head to toe with Sudocrem. All of those stories. And then the stories when they go to school, the stories they hear from their friends, the books they read, the films they see, the games they play. So stories are everywhere. And it's about kind of tapping in with children to how that can be true for them. So obviously their own stories, but then maybe showing them an object and saying, you know, you could get a story from this. What story might this suggest to you? We did a workshop, Mary and I, recently, where we had a lovely silver teapot and we were asking them to suggest stories that might come from that. But the truth is, Sean, children are so creative naturally. What we have to do more than anything as adults is get out of their way. They are creative if we let them be creative.
Mm.
And I think that's just true of all kids.
Yeah. But at the same time, you've written a book telling them how to write.
Yeah, and I say in the introduction, you know, there are no rules to writing. There is no right way or wrong way to do it. And what's in the book is a kind of a scaffolding for maybe where you're stuck or if you can't get going at all. A lot of children say to me they find it hard to start a story.
Yeah.
So there's a whole chapter on how to begin. There's also a chapter on how to end. So the book is kind of a dip in something that will support the child who's already writing. I mean, I write for a living and I have a shelf here full of books on how to write because I find them inspiring. It's interesting to see how other people write and to talk to people about process and what that might bring up in them.
Yeah. Well, actually, all those books that are on your shelf, do they have commonalities or can it be quite specific the way various writers go about the creation of a story?
I think they are quite specific, maybe to the person writing it. Obviously, there are lots of generalities. You know, plots have to have a beginning, middle and end. You know, how to interrogate your characters, all that you'll find in a book. But everybody will have their own spin on it. And I say to the children, you know, everybody has their own spin on what they write because nobody has ever seen the world from behind your eyes before.
Mm.
So that's, it's about connection. We're trying to connect with other people. And I do firmly believe as well, writing is just advanced reading. And we really want our children to read. Like now more than ever, we know. Like there's, you know, when I started writing, there was kind of anecdotal stuff. People used to say, ah, it's very good for kids to read. It's good for them. Now we know. They've done loads of surveys and things. We know that children who read for pleasure at the age of 12 will do better in school, will do better in life, and will be happier. I mean, I find that absolutely mind-blowing. Mm. But the surveys all show that children who read will do better. So trying to get them to read and then to write is just part of that process, I suppose. And with the way things are today, with the amount of stresses children are under, to be able to sit down and just write a story and invent an entire world, that's what really gets me excited when I'm talking to children. I think the book that had the biggest impact on me when I was a child was The Hobbit, just because of that idea that somebody could sit down and invent a world. And I still try to get that excitement to children now when they come to writing. You know, make up a tree that we've never seen, invent an animal, tell us about this strange place that you can see in your head.
Yeah, but would in the books you go into kind of detail things like, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be that detailed, but about character description or writing scenes and, you know, what motivation and what do people want and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And we talk a lot about, you know, when you're talking to adults about writing, we often talk about what a character wants, but then what a character needs. So, for example, the character might want to be rich and famous, but what they need is to realize that they're good enough as they are and people can love them for who they are. Mm. So we do that in the book with children. Again, we have to think about ways of making that easy for them to digest. And it is a kind of an advanced concept. Most of the time with children, we talk about what their character might want. What is it in the world that this person that you've invented wants? Because that's going to drive them. And then what obstacles are in the way of them getting it. You know, I say to the kids that, you know, the writer is like the torturer of the main character. You show us what they want, and then you do everything in your power to stop them getting it.
Yeah, like they want a bag of tater, but they need to eat their broccoli, really.
Yes, they need to eat their broccoli, and they can't find any money. And it's gone down the back of the sofa, but the sofa was sold on eBay an hour earlier. You know, and on and on.
Patricia, thanks very much. Best of luck with that. That's Patricia Ford there, a co-author of Making It Up As You Go Along, A Children's Guide to Writing Stories.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.